Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Can I get one of those new strawberry and banana smoothies?
What did you say?
Subway, keep fresh.
Consumer Reports has just released the results of its survey of fast food chains across the country. On our Como Newsline this morning, Senior Project Editor Todd Marks. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
What went into your rankings?
Well, it was a very big survey of Consumer Reports subscribers. The second time we've actually done the fast food / fast casual survey. 32,000 readers ate a collective 100,000 meals to give us the ratings, which include evaluations of quality and freshness and flavorfulness of the food, value, bang for the buck, cleanliness of the dining area, and service, in terms of speed and in terms of politeness.
Okay, so did you categorize like burger joints and chicken places?
Absolutely. We broke down the 65 different chains, and they included national players again, like Burger King, McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, with some of the other national chains, which are much smaller in scope, because actually the industry considers if you're in six or more states to be national, but that still doesn't make it convenient for a lot of folks, as well as some fast casual chains that include, they're regional players. They also offer kind of an elevated experience, higher quality ingredients, a little higher price point, dine-in experience rather than drive-through, and they're big on breakfast. And we broke it down every which way, burger, pizza, sandwich shops, chicken chains, Mexican chains, Asian chains, and there were clear-cut winners and losers. And frankly, the biggest names didn't fare the best. This is the second time now. McDonald's was at the bottom of the burger chain segment. Sbarro, which a lot of people are familiar with for their mall-based operations. KFC was at the bottom of the bucket, if you will, in the chicken category. Taco Bell, again, was an also-ran in the Mexican category. So, yeah, the big names were not the winners in this survey at all, again, for the second time in a row.
Okay, before we let you go, help us plan lunch today. Where's the best place to grab a burger?
Well, it depends where you live, but I'll tell you, if you have a Five Guys, an In-N-Out Burger, Habit Burger, Culver's, Burgerville, Whataburger, or a Smash Burger, take that opportunity to see if their burgers measure up, because our readers thought they were pretty good.
Okay, what about Mexican fast food?
Yeah, well, Mexican, Rubio's, which is a smaller chain, but Chipotle really stood out, too, as well as Qdoba and Baja Fresh.
All right, terrific. I think a lot of people are going to stick with the cookouts this 4th of July weekend, though.
I think that's more appropriate for 4th of July.